Tonight is the eve of the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, Wednesday, October the 6th, in the year of our Lord, 1976. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair grounds in Flushing, Long Island.
Since I arrived. But directly above Our Lady's statue, there is an area opening up in the most beautiful shade of pale blue, a pastel blue. Oh, it's like the a smoky, dark atmosphere is just being blown away. The light now is becoming very bright about the trees. It's tinging the trees in a very pale blue. It's a beautiful color. Our Lady there is coming forward. She's emerging straight through the sky. It's just as though there must be an absolutely supernatural aura about Our Lady, because she comes through this channel of coloring like it has no body. There's no way to explain in human life. Our Lady is standing directly over, just a little bit to our left, her outer statue. Our Lady is just in a beautiful white gown. It's very billowing and full. She has nothing on her feet. Our Lady's feet are bare. And she has now a white mantle, a beautiful white mantle that's very full, and it's blowing in the wind. Now, the mantle about Our Lady covers her completely, almost down across her forehead. I can't see her hair, but there is a beautiful golden border all about the outside of Our Lady's mantle. About her waist, there is a golden corded type of belting. Our Lady's rosary, the beautiful white rosary with the golden Our Fathers, is strong. It's hanging down from her waist. But now Our Lady is reaching down, and she's loosening the rosary quickly from about her waist, and she's extending now the rosary towards us like this, and she's extending it with the crucifix straight over her hand. It's a beautiful golden crucifix. Our Lady now is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix and using her first finger to touch her lips, the sign given by Our Lady to listen very carefully and repeat. My child, I know that a great sorrow grips your heart. I did not promise you a road filled with roses, my child. The cross is always beneath the roses, and your road will be filled with thorns. It is only in this manner that you can follow my Son. My child, you must read most carefully the white loose-leaf folder in which you have the notations given by my Son to you in the past. I bring one in particular to your mind. For the one who plans to now smear you, my child, in your mission, I say unto him that he must cease and desist his actions, or he will bring upon him a true exposure of his nature. My child, in the white book that I speak of to you, read the passages carefully and think, my child, when my Son said to you, and your young son Raymond was present, he said to write this: beware of one who will come to you in black. He cannot enter into your home unless he is dressed in black. He will gain your confidence, my child. He cannot come unless he comes with a companion. Now, my child, you will understand that many of the messages given in your white book were for your future. Also, in
your wife of my child. For this deceiver who has set himself with Satan to destroy your mission from heaven, I say unto him that my son has made it known that you, my child, are not to have any spiritual director, for you will do better by yourself. My child, the man is a deceiver, and you must stay as far from him as possible until I put him down. Oh, my child, could I have but spared you this cross, I would have, but you will learn much from it. No, my child, you did no wrong in exposing his folly. The morals of the young must not be corrupted. Lunacy and wickedness shall never be condoned by my son or heaven. And no man shall take his religion and use it to twist out of context the words of the Bible, or to use these words upon young minds, pure minds of innocence, to gain a control by brainwashing them to suit his own purpose. And this purpose is not of God. My child, I repeat, do not concern yourself with this man, for my son shall put him down. There is much to be done, my child, to send out the message from heaven. Satan will set many obstacles in your way. He will send among you many degraders and those who will cast doubt and discouraging remarks upon my mission. My child, you are but a voice box from heaven, and you act and must continue to act in complete obedience to the eternal Father in heaven. One cannot enter into his heart personal opinions, for the object is the salvation of souls. Therefore, my child, you acted in complete obedience, so do not concern yourself any longer of this matter. There is, in the eternal city of Rome, my child, much error, confusion, and deception. The plan of those who carry on their backs the number 5 of communism is to overthrow the rule in the eternal city, gain control in politics in a manner to control the world. They seek to overthrow Rome, these agents of hell and atheism. Atheism, my child. They seek to overthrow Rome and gain control of the power of the house of my son throughout the world. They will subvert it from within, my child. There are many Judases in my son's house now. Better that they call themselves Rebs and the honest. There are many Judases in the houses of my son throughout the world, and there are many who have placed their heads in the clouds. Their minds are defogged by Satan, and their minds are poisoned by Satan. They spread error, confusion, and lies. Oh, my children, the word has been given to you. It is a simple measure of truth that has been written within your holy book, the Bible. There is no reasoning that is of God to change the wording and the object of the passages as laid down exactly by your apostles, the founding fathers of my son's church. Oh, my children, open your hearts to the truth. You are being deceived by Satan when you make these changes in the name of modernism and humanism. There will be many signs given upon earth and mock those who are in the light. They shall not become unaware of the meaning. Many who will go through the great crucible of suffering will go through this time with hope and perseverance, knowing that they have been given the direction and the plan of heaven aforehand. Amen. Oh, my children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Keep the truth and knowledge of your faith within your heart. Expound it widely. Do not close your mouth when you may bring the truth to others. Good words kept in a closed mouth is like putting letters of meat on a dead man's grave. Good words kept in a closed mouth is truly, my children, a waste. It is like placing meat on a dead man's grave. Oh, my children, do not cast aside the teachings of your founding fathers. They were given to you for a reason. And now man, in his arrogance and his searching for a truth that is not of their God, man, in his arrogance and pride, seeking to reach heaven without knowledge of the supernatural, whatever shall be his end but destruction. Man of science is ever searching but never coming to the truth. There is the knowledge of what is taking place in Rome. There is a great knowledge now spreading in the eternal city. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer as we approach with the message, a high dignitary, one of great power, and one who is wielding the rod over others under him in the eternal city of Rome. Pray for his conversion back to the truth and the light. You do not wish, my children, to see him pass over the veil without penance and contrition, for he will be claimed by Satan. Oh, my children, it truly rains teardrops from heaven. The Judases within my son's house are multiplying, and those of weak faith have become lukewarm and going like ducks downstream, following the leader to their own destruction. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer for your pastors. Do not abandon my son's church, but stay and fight by example and prayers. The power of prayer is great. The demons cannot remain when there is a sound of prayer cascading and resounding across the airs. There will be many signs given in the heavens to awaken man to the coming of the great chastisement, the ball of redemption. Hearts will shudder with fear. Men will drop with fright. So great will be this astounding reaction in the atmosphere of man. Oh, my children, we call upon all parents to bring discipline into the hearts of their children. They are wandering without purpose and knowledge of their religion. They are wandering without leadership. You, as parents, have the greatest responsibility for the salvation of your children's souls. There will be tears, great tears and gnashing of teeth, and much woe set upon the earth by the evil one. The demons of hell are now loosed upon earth. The agents of 666 roam throughout the world, and have entered upon the eternal city of Rome. Know, my children, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against my son's church. However, there will be a testing and a trying period among mankind where the sheep shall be separated from the goats. All that is rotten will fall. By their fruit will they be known, and all that is rotten will fall. You must keep the knowledge of the truth by gathering all of the books of truth, my children. There are still among you, though many have been burned, buried, and destroyed. There will be candles of light lit throughout the world, armies of heaven. Many in these days of trial will disappear from the world, your earth. It will be a great mystery to mankind when they are taken up to wait for the coming of my son. It will be a great joy to those privileged to meet with him when he returns. Oh, my children, persevere in your present days and the few days left in earth's time. I assure you, my children, if you carry your cross with resignation and maintain a truth, maintain the faith, be faithful to your vicar, Pope Paul in Rome, but learn to recognize the faces of evil that surround him. Most now, my children, of your medias are controlled by the evil ones. It will take man of great knowledge and light to fully be able to understand what is true, truth, what is fact, or what has been made fiction by the enemies of your God. It is a known fact that now, my children, your newspapers are controlled. Your television is an agent of Satan, an abominable agent of Satan, corruptors of souls. Many priests, bishops, cardinals in my son's house need prayers from the laity that they may be strong enough not to fall into the plan of the third worlders, who are also known, my child, as the one worlders. They seek to destroy my son's church and build one on the creation of man. My son has cried many times great tears of sorrow and has said, will there be any faith left when I return? Will I find even a small flickering of faith left in their hearts when I return? It surely rains teardrops from heaven. My children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer. Do not slow down your mission, my child, by listening to those who cast doubt and suspicion upon your mission. For that is just what Satan wants, my child, to confuse and confound you and make you set yourself about running without purpose to clean out all of the little cesspools that Satan stagnates, my child. In other words, my child, understand what sometimes to you as a human, you cannot understand the ways of heaven fully. But I know, my child, that you are familiar with my choice of words. Satan has poisoned many minds throughout the world, even entering into the high places of my son's house and the leaderships, the governments of your world. You must pray a constant vigilance of prayer for all of your brothers and sisters. There will be a heavy cross set upon mankind soon, my child. Many crosses shall come out of this. Now appearing just directly over the United States flag is a big black cross. It's an ominous-looking cross, except that it has, like, the Trinity signs on the extending arms of the cross. It's like, in one way, it could be beautiful, but it's so dark and ominous-looking, which means suffering and penance. Yes, my child, many shall be given crosses, and many shall not be able to stand up under them. You will all be tried like nettles in the fire. It is truly the way of the cross, my child. Our lady now is extending her crucifix on her beautiful rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, directly behind Our Lady, Michael is coming down. He's covering the whole sky. He is huge. Oh, he is so beautiful. And also, there are many other angels. They're dressed in there are multitudes of them coming down now. They're dressed in all the rainbows, all the color of the rainbows. They're beautiful blues and pinks and yellows, but they're colors that I can't describe. You couldn't call them a true blue, pink, or yellow because they seem to catch all the light and set up like rainbow glows over their smocks, their long dresses. And the lights, like rainbow hues, are cascading all over the sky now, especially around Our Lady. Now, Our Lady, with Michael behind her, she's going over by our left side and extending her rosary out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning. It's very windy up there because her mantle and her gown is being caught by the wind. Now Our Lady now is coming over to our right side. Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's the whitest dress and mantle I have ever seen. It's so beautiful. And the light is so brilliant that without the protection of God, I'm sure I would be blinded. It's so beautiful. Our Lady now is extending her cross out like this, the crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, and send among you graces. Graces for cures, and graces for conversions, cures of the body, and cures of the spirit. Now, my child, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed for mankind. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. F has been given. D.F. has been given fair warning by Our Lady to cease and desist, or he will be exposed. It is in the merciful heart of Jesus and the Eternal Father that a warning is given, and then action will be taken by heaven. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, for Satan shall attack all who seek to remain on the road to heaven. The greatest attacks will be upon those who become and fall in the name of pride and arrogance. Yes, my child, you must pray for him, for his soul is in great danger. It is a merciful act from heaven that you give this message to him, my child. Do not be afeard. He will go no farther than the Eternal Father permits. My child, You will understand my messages of a short time ago. And you have learned with difficulty, I should say, my child, the hard way, that there can truly be no instant grief. This merger that he made was not of God. It has been allowed by the Eternal Father in order to set some people straight, my child. There are others who will follow in his path, and they will bring much sorrow to heaven. It is a lesson that he has learned, but now he must act upon it and go to a confessor, a good, a true Roman Catholic priest. He must go to a confessor, a Roman Catholic priest, my child. In the mercy extended by the Eternal Father, you will tell him again, he must go to a Roman Catholic priest and make a full confession. Amen, my child. And I bless you for your courage to speak out in a time such as this, my child. It is only when you can lose all self-interest and think not of yourself, but to reach out with your heart and your faith to save a soul, my child, that you are fully graced by heaven. You will write him, my child, once more and give him this message. He must confess to a Roman Catholic priest. He has been deceived by Satan.
Sky is black, but the letters are in blue, 3-5. That means a soul. 3-5. A soul. The 3 is disappearing, and the 5 is becoming very large across the sky. Now, the number is disappearing, and the sky is opening up. It's very beautiful. It's dark all about, but just like a huge host coming through the sky, is it becoming whiter as it emerges from the darkness, a huge white host. Oh, and directly, now the host seems to be floating downward. Oh, and standing now on top of it, that's the only way I can explain it, is Jesus. He has also bare feet. I can see his feet standing on the host. It's like almost like a ball carrying him forward, like Our Lady usually rides on. And he has a cream-colored gown with a heavy braided type of rope-like cord about his waist. And his mantle, it's not a mantle, it's like a cloak, is a burgundy red color, not a red, sort of a, I can explain in a wine color. It's a very beautiful color. And the reflection of the light that's coming out from Jesus all around him is casting a reddish glow all about the sky. Now Jesus is touching his lips. That means to listen. My child, I do not have to repeat my mother's message to you. I only extended this far to caution you to avoid that man. Yes, my child, do not waste precious time in trying to use your own human means to set the wrong right. I assure you, my child, we can do it much faster. You can expect, my children, in any mission from heaven, many irritations and much that will be set in your way to try to stop the good work from heaven. Recognize the faces of evil about you and learn from them. Pray that you too may not fall
into the entrapment of Satan. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Wear your sacramentals and do not cast aside indulgences and other graces that are given to mankind for his protection. I assure you, my children, in the days ahead, you'll need all of them. I ask in admonition our pastors to awaken from their slumber and set my house straight. My mother has come to you as a mediatrix between God and man, bringing you this warning from heaven. You, in your free will, shall have the choice to listen to her message and act upon it, or cast it aside in your pride and arrogance. And when you cast it aside, you will be held fully responsible for the loss of your soul and those souls that have been given into your care. Awaken from your slumber, my pastors. You have been misled. I repeat, the red hat has fallen and the purple hat is being misled. I repeat again, you, oh red hat, you are burrowing into my church like rodents, seeking to undermine the foundation of my church. But I say unto you, I am your foundation, and you shall not shake me loose. Though you crumble the walls within my house, we wait with great patience for your return. Oh, my children, your world is fast heading into the cataclysm. Prepare yourselves well. Guard your children's souls now, and you will not be sorry later. There is much work to be done to return my house, my church, to its previous state of dedication, purity, and holiness. Much that has happened within my house, the direction was not given by your vicar, Pope Paul. In arrogance, many red hats have set themselves to set up their own church, and it is fast becoming one of man and not of your God. There are no angels directing you in this building. The spirit you receive is not of light, but of darkness in your building. Restore my church to its former glory, or I shall set my hand down fast upon you. The Eternal Father is long-suffering and merciful, but my hand is growing heavy. My mother cries constantly, daily tears for your mercy. My mother shall no longer be betrayed by those she loves. Betrayed, I say, for you desecrate her memory. You remove her from among you in every manner possible to take the knowledge of her being from among your children. Your children, their hearts, their souls are empty. They no longer have knowledge of the supernatural. They are fast heading into a world of reasoning that permits sin as a way of life. And why? Because you, as leaders, have destroyed the trust placed in you. You have betrayed me and your faith. And as such, you command from heaven your own destruction. Shall you stand before me, O Red Hat and Purple Hat? Shall you?
before me and say that your teaching has the joy in my faith, I say unto you, I will stick you as the vermin you are into the flames of eternal damnation. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth that have given itself to all manners of sins of the flesh, pleasure-seeking, moral-seeking, food for the soul, but running about gathering all materials and pleasures of your earth life, and for what? To leave behind in the sudden cataclysm? No man shall escape going beyond the veil, sooner or later. And have you prepared yourselves for this pilgrimage? My children, read well the directions of my mother. Open your hearts to the truth. Do not slacken in your mission, my child and my children. Do not slacken in your mission by listening to those who seek to cast your mission in doubt and suspicion. Satan has claimed and poisoned the minds of many. It is Satan who seeks to stop the good work of my mother. He is the adversary. He is the prince of darkness. He is the father of all lies. And I say unto you, as your God, his time is growing short, and he knows it. For now he is set loose upon your earth, and he roams among you, using many faces and many bodies. For he is truly the soul of the man of petition. He has entered upon mankind with agents of great power, for they are using the forces of hell against my church. As it was ordained by the Eternal Father in days past, this time of great trials will come about, must come about, for the purging of all mankind, that a generation that has given itself to Satan in all manners of perversion must be cleansed by trial. All that is rotten will fall. Seeds that must grow into flowering plants must receive pure waters. Many of these flowers must be removed from God's garden upon earth to save their souls, my children. It is better now that you all weep for your children. For many are called, but few are chosen. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. Many graces are being extended to you through my mother. Accept them with generosity. Share them with your brothers and sisters who are less fortunate. Many souls that would otherwise fall into hell and eternal damnation have been saved because of the thousands of prayers that have been rising to heaven for their salvation. Only, my children, in the time of your great reward in heaven, will you understand fully how great was your mission upon earth. Now, Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is coming over to Jesus. She's coming from our right side, directly over the first tree. Behind her is Michael, and the sky is now just filling with all beautifully gowned angels. They're all sizes, and I don't know if they have ages, but they look, some of them look like young children, and others are older, and they seem to be graduating up into steps high behind Jesus and Our Lady. And Michael is coming forward now, and I can't see most of them now. The angels on the left side of the sky, because Michael has covered them with his great size. And now Jesus is coming over to our left side. He's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father
and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's turning. It's very windy. Our Lady and Jesus, their gowns are being caught by the wind as they're going across the sky now. They're crossing over directly to our right side. Now Jesus is standing between the two trees, and he's bending over and making the sign of the cross. He's clutching at his chest with his left hand. I don't know if he's holding his heart, but it is a very sorrowful-looking gesture. But Jesus now is extending his fingers out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you and send among you the Spirit of life. Do not allow your minds to be clouded by Satan. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and all of the countries of the world. Pray for those who have received the greatest of crosses, those who no longer can receive me, my children, in the Eucharist. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
Yes?
Mary, light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary,